We interrupt this program for an important announcement. Ladies and gentlemen,
you are welcome to the Odili Odili Odili.
Oh no no.
A dial.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Forget it.
It's just a podcast you should listen to, so
guess what?
Listen.
What's good, guys? So this is another episode. I'd like to call this episode an extra. Yeah, because this was not the episode I intended to do. I was supposed to do an episode with DJ Sam, but we have not been able to do that. But I'd call this an extra, and why I call it an extra is because I just want to give my opinion about what has been happening on Twitter, the whole Covenant University issue and the whole thing, and I would like to share some of my experiences from Covenant University, because as it happens, I am an ex-student of Covenant University. So I have had my fair share of Covenant University, and all I'm going to say is not an attempt to bring shame to the school or to rubbish the school's name or image. I'm just going to be sharing my experiences, just random experiences that I had while I was in Covenant University, and I feel like this is a very, very good time to do that, since everybody is just coming out to say this and that happened in Covenant University. I'd like to say it's a very good place. If you are there now or you intend on going there, fine, just do what you want to do. I'm not going to tell you don't go, I'm not going to tell you not, don't do this, don't do that, but I'm just going to share my own experiences. So first, on the issue on ground, yeah, I don't know the facts of the whole thing, so I'm not going to say this person is right, this person is wrong, this person is guilty, this person is not guilty, because I knew those people, but not directly. I didn't know them enough to know things that were happening in their lives, so I'm not going to give any direct comment. All I'm just going to do is give my opinion about the whole thing. In my opinion, I'd say the whole thing started because of a tweet that spiraled out of control on Twitter. In my opinion, there's no need for the tweet. Let me just go out and say that there was no need for that tweet. In my opinion, the guy could have just won, but I know how that can feel sometimes when you have been wrongly accused and your name has been rubbed in the mud and all that. You just want to, at the littlest chance you get, just want to scream your innocence, and I get that and I understand that. Something similar happened to me a while back when I was still in school, yeah. So I'm just going to tell you guys this story and a couple other stories, and we end the podcast there. Like I said, this is an extra episode, so it's not like the main episode. The next episode is going to be with DJ Sai. So this particular day, my own experience of something similar to this. So this particular day, and I kid you not, this is the truth. Yeah, so I'm in my final year, I'm doing my project and all that. So I go to the college building where we have our classes, where my supervisor's office is located. And I go to the guy's office and we're gisting and we're chilling. But before I go in, I meet a friend on the staircase. As I'm entering my department, the staircase, there I meet a friend. And we talk now, we catch up and what's up, how you been? And all that. So after the conversation, we go, we part ways and all that. Only for the babe to come and call me 10 minutes later and tell me that the security man downstairs is calling me. That he said she should bring the guy that came out of the toilet with her. Yeah, so anyhow, Sha, because I'm innocent and all that, I'm angry. So I walk down to the security post and I'm like, Uchi, what's up? Why are you calling me? I did not do anything. What are you accusing me of? And the guy goes, bros, no vex. I don't know, say now you. If now you, I know for call, I know for carry and go student affairs, because me, I did see you. I said, you know, fit to that kind of thing. And in my mind, I'm like, bros. So if it was not me, you could have just easily accused anybody just because you felt like. Anyways, the guy was not like, go to the student affairs, the woman is calling you. When you go there, just tell her that you did it and no problem, that I've already begged for you. She just wants to know that you did. She just wants you to confess. In my mind, I'm like, no, this time I even told the guy, like, bros, how far can I confess to something I didn't do? Like, you can't just tell me that, okay, I should go to someone's office and go and confess to a crime I did not commit. If it was not in the school environment and I just went to the police station and surrendered for a murder I didn't commit, come on, don't hang me. You don't even want to hear. I can't think. So I was, well, bros, why would I go and confess something I didn't do? The guy was telling me story about, like, no vex, bros, just go. No, I go follow you. I don't beg him. I can't think. So I go now. Because I'm innocent and all that, because I just want to sort this thing out and go back to my project matter and all that. So I follow the guy and go to the man's office. When I get to the man's office, the man starts talking anyhow. What did you do? Confess. Don't lie to me. Blah, blah, blah. And the thing, I suddenly become angry. I'm like, why would I even want to confess something I didn't do? I stood there, kept telling the woman I didn't do anything. She was like, it's as if you don't want to live here, that kind of thing. This woman ensures that I say that I did what I didn't do. Okay, after saying I did what I didn't do, yeah, allow me go now. This woman delayed me, was telling me story. Why didn't I tell the truth at first? In my mind, I said, see, I'm just doing this because I want to leave that place. As God will have it now, the head of the student affairs comes in, not the dean this time. There's this sub-unit that they call MSS, monitoring, surveillance, and security. So the guy comes in, and I've known that guy to be a very, very, very hard-hearted person. The guy comes in and sees us there, and he's like, ah, what did this guy do? I'm like, I was accused of sexual immorality, and security man has no facts, has no proof. In fact, I was not there. Let's not even talk about facts, because if I'm trying to talk about facts, it means I did it and I'm trying to send you guys on errand to prove that I did it, but I didn't do anything, so there's nothing to discuss here. You guys are like, the security man can't lie against you, he can't say what he didn't see. Like, I think I'm like, we are called the security man now. They sent for the security man. The security man was not on his duty post, was not at his duty post rather. Remember, this one a mega setup. But I knew that God was not going to allow me go home for something I didn't, because there in that school, I have done every single thing he said I should do. Cut my hair, I'll cut. Don't do this, I'll not do. Don't go here, I'll not go. Go to chapel, even when it's inconvenient, I will go. You don't even know me, and you're saying security cannot lie against me. Like, you didn't even check my background and my records in school and everything, and you're just accusing me wrongly. Oh well, I maintained my stance and I told the guy I didn't do it, I was not guilty and all that. So the guy was like, security cannot lie, gave me the offense form to fill. I filled it, I told the guy, I wrote accused of. He was like, why are you writing accused? That security cannot lie. The guy collected that form, gave me another form to fill. After I filled the form, the guy was now like, it's okay, go, we'll get back to you. This thing happened around 6 o'clock. I spent 2 hours begging the guy, 2 hours, 30 minutes, begging the guy, like, sir, I didn't do it, I'm innocent. And he went, stood in front of the college building, so everybody coming in and going out looked at me like, who is this guy? And some people that saw me near, I was in my final year, like, this boy has gone to mess up in his final year and all that. And as I was sending him, I saw the pity in their eyes. I was like, God, this is not me. After begging the guy didn't agree. I went to my hall. I made it in time before they locked the hostel. And that night I could not sleep, because that was the first time I was in that kind of trouble. I could not sleep. I was traumatized and all that. So I went to one corner. I stayed up all night, just told God that, God, just give me a way out of this. So an idea came to God, gave me an idea, yeah? I heard the voice, I was like, okay, go and talk to the security guy and record the conversation. On a normal day, I would not have done that. I've just accepted my fate. I was already thinking of how I'll call my parents and say, okay, well, I tried, but the system had it in for me. Anyways, I mapped out my plan very well, and I put everything in place. I borrowed the guy's iPod, and I had to adjust the pocket of my shirt so that the iPod could sit in comfortably and not shake while I was recording. The next morning, as early as 6 a.m., so my roommate was wondering what was wrong with me, but I didn't tell anybody. 6 a.m., I woke up, I went to talk to the guy. spoke with the guy for an entire hour with the camera recording our conversations and all that. And I tried my best possible to make sure this guy gave a clear confession. I said this, I said that. Every question I asked, the guy was dodging. I think he saw the iPod and realized I was recording. He tried to outsmart the communication student. Man, that worked out bad for him, sha. So I was able to investigate, and my questions brought out his confession, even though he didn't know he gave the confession and all that. So I took the video, and that's how I exonerated myself. If I had not done that, they would have taken me to the panel. And trust me, these guys do not listen. That's how somebody will just stand and say, we have substantial evidence, we have all we need against him, don't worry. Next thing you see, they're bringing an expulsion letter to your hostel. Next thing you see, leave the premises immediately. So why I would say that guy was not wrong for doing what he did, because these people time and again trample on students' rights and they just do anything as they are led to do, anything they feel like, that's what they do. And honestly, that is not justice at all. That's not fair. So he was mistreated and he felt bad. He even said it in one of the tweets. He felt he contemplated suicide on too many occasions and all that. So whatever it is, man, I understand to an extent what the guy was going through. It was ordinary that my own case, I could not close my eyes at all. And I had been awake the previous night. Throughout the whole day, I could not even still sleep. So, man, I understand what the guy must have gone through and all that. So, man, I think you guys should just take it easy on the guy. If you listen to this podcast and this episode, just take it easy on the guy on the school. Yes, I know it is a school that has come out to say they are this, they are that, and things keep happening to show that they are not what they claim they are. The school has an ideology, but they put individuals there, yeah? So every individual has his own experiences they're bringing in, their own past and everything, their own habits, their own... So whatever it is, you can't just... I don't know, I mean, I think it's a lost cause, because even if they reshuffle the disciplinary committee, I think, man, I don't know, somehow, there's still going to be an issue with the disciplinary committee, even if they reshuffle the disciplinary committee. So I don't know, let's just wish guys that are still in school the best. And my advice to you guys is just try your best possible and pray every day that God keeps you away from danger, because you don't even have to do anything in that place. Thing to be on the wrong side, you can just be walking on your own and something from somewhere, from nowhere, will just come, and before you know it, you are going down a very, very dark hole that you never expected that you go through. I could give like 10 more instances where like they have I have experienced very, very wrong situations in our school. Okay, I'll just share one before we end the podcast. In my final year, I was supposed to defend my project on a Tuesday, and that happens to be our weekly service for higher level students. That's from 300 to 500 level students. So after service now and all that, we're in chapel. At chapel ends, my mind is on the defense. I've already dreamt of what I was going to tell the panel and all that. My mind is on defense, and I'm standing up to go to the college where I can defend. And next 9 years, everybody sit down, allow only staff and faculty and postgraduate students to leave the chapel, while all undergraduate students remain seated. I'm like, guy, what's this now? What's happening again? Wait for them to do this thing that they do, where they tell everybody to go through one door and they pick out people that are compliant and people that are not compliant. If they did that, they picked me out, and like half the chapel, in fact, the whole chapel for boys, who I think a few girls got to go scot-free and all that. So 30 minutes later, after waiting, they picked us out. After waiting 30 minutes, they brought, next thing I saw was the dean. The dean was coming with clippers. In my mind, I'm like, what does this guy want to do with clipper? Two clippers, I'd be one clipper safe. And do you know that these guys use about three clippers or two clippers to cut the hair of over 200 boys? People that have dandruff, that have infections and all that, they didn't even care. They just used the same clipper to cut everybody's hair. Man, at that day I was dumbfounded. I was thrown off balance. I could not defend again, because what they did was they cut the middle of her hair, and they cut it so low that you had no choice than to go and skin the whole thing. So like half the school that day or that period was on skin cut, and me, I didn't even care because I was in my final year. I was about to defend my project. One more drama from school, which babe am I looking for in school? So they did that. I didn't care. People were asking me and texting me, John, why did you allow them to cut your hair? My man, like, guy, see, I had nothing to lose. This is not hair. Hair will still go. I don't even care. Let them do whatever they want. And the funny part was, my hair is usually never high. The thing with my hair is, it's spiky. For those that care to know, it's spiky and all. So it's always standing. Even if it's full or not full, it's always standing. So, like that day, I was lost. And I concluded that it was not the school's fault for that, because in the end, we got to learn that top management personnel of the school did not know about that measure. It was only the dean and probably the chaplain and the staff of the disciplinary of student affairs that knew about the whole thing, and they were part of the whole hair cutting process. So in my mind, I got to understand that it's not the school is not at fault. The school is not at fault. It's this personnel they have placed in charge of students and the activities there that have the issues. Because how will one man, based on his own bruised emotions and ego, someone's ego was hurt and he had to show that he was not a child to be toyed with, blah blah blah. He had to show them, and he showed them. And so it's not, the school is not to be blamed. I think it's the individuals there. So message to those out there that are saying the school is trash, the school is a glorified secondary school. Every institution has its rules and regulations, in my opinion. Yeah, definitely they have their rules and regulations, but I think it's the staff and personnel in charge that have decided to take in an extra mile and do what they have not been asked to do. So it's not the school, it's the personnel and it's the staff in charge. So let's just take it easy with the shades that you guys are throwing. Just went out yesterday, I saw many rebounds on the floor. Many people have thrown shades at the school and everything. So I beg you guys, just take it calm. It's the staff, it's the person, not the institution and its ideology. Yes, to an extent, the ideology of the institution can be faulted, but man, I didn't care about that. My own was to go to school, do my 4 years, and get out. I think that should be every other person's goal and aspiration. I can tell you more stories and more experiences of how like shitty stuff has happened to me in my stay in Coventry University, but that is not going to change anything. Yeah, like this session that just started, I was like, I saw the number of students that have been admitted into the school, and man, I'm like, guy. See, you people are not hearing the news that is coming out of this place. See, you people are not, you are living under the rock. But still, there many, many, many people still want their children to go there. So, whatever it is, man, our tweets, our comments cannot bring down the school. The school trends every year, every semester. The school trends on Twitter for one thing or the other. Every semester since I've been there, since my 100 level. The school has trended every single semester for one major issue or the other, but still the school is still standing strong. So whatever our opinions are, man, I'm not saying we should keep it to ourselves and die in silence and all that, but air your opinions. But I think we should just take it easy and just let's just take it easy, man. That's what I just came to say on this extra episode of the podcast. Share my experiences and just tell you guys to calm down. And if you're in the school, do your 4 years, your 5 years, and get out. If you are outside the school and you have never passed through the system, all you see or all you do is see stories or hear stories and all that, man, you can't make judgments based on someone else's experience and what the stories person is telling you. And mind you, that case of hair cutting, I know it was a wrong thing to do, but it was caused by something that the students did. They don't just wake up and say, okay, they want to be wicked to students and all that. We did something. I think where the fault is they do not know how to correct. Instead of correcting, they punish. Instead of correcting, that's my opinion. You don't have to take it. So they punish instead of correcting, and that just causes more and more rebellion. I think if they can get that right early enough, from now, from this case, I think that should be that will help them curb further issues, I guess. So thanks guys for listening to this episode, and I'd like to say that the podcast is now airing on Local FM. Local FM is an online radio station for only Nigerian music and Nigerian podcasts. So if you want to stay up to date with the top podcasts in Nigeria and the top Nigerian artists, Local FM is a place for you to be. So it does not take much of your data. Contrary to popular opinion, it does not take much of your data. It's just a small price for the satisfaction you get. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting DG, DJ Sai, Damilola, Joshua, Okpe, all of you. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. Thank you for the retweets. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the tags. Thank you for the mentions. Thank you for listening. Just Neoski, thank you very much. I appreciate you all. Thank you for taking us to where we do not even imagine we could get to. One love, guys. I promise to bring you the main episode very soon. We'll work on that. Thanks very much. Bye, guys.
Make sure you comment by clicking on the microphone button to record your message. It's the Audily Podcast.